interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Dummy dum dums, dummy dum dum dumarinos.
Oh, that me?
That's you.
It is.
Dummy Dumpkins.
Yeah.
Dumper dum dum.
Coach Dummy.
Dapper dum dum Dan.
Dapper dum dum Dan.
Happy Friday. I mean, TGIM.
Coming up on Family Matters tonight, right after Step by Step.
I'd love to watch some TGIF.
I never remember. Like, I remember it being a thing every Friday, but I never remember any of the shows.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper into Step by Step into... No, it's Hanging with Mr. Cooper into Family Matters into Step by Step. And then I don't know what 9:30 was.
I remember more, as much as I like TGI...
Oh, Sister Sister might have been in there.
Oh, I like TGI Friday, but the Nickelodeon Saturday lineup was always way better. As a kid.
They were talking about that in
that
documentary my wife was watching.
Snickelodeon?
Snickelodeon, the orange couch, all that stuff.
G-I-F lineup. Because I remember the...
Here it is. This is it. Family Matters, and the original was Family Matters into Boy Meets World, into Dinosaurs, into Step by Step.
Wow, yeah.
That was the original TGIF. Very nice.
I was gonna say, that'll do it, man. Oh, it was just the best.
And we were just home on Friday nights watching it.
Right? Just
we weren't
going
anywhere.
Nope. And you think about it now, it wasn't that much either. Like, there was just a couple hours.
Yeah.
And then it was over.
And then it was Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, wow.
Into
dude.
Step by Step, into Hang On Mr. Cooper, into Boy Meets World.
Wow, I'm going down it on Wiki.
Yeah, what is
like,
it? What else?
Just like the year by year, like from 89 down, like depending on if you are how old you are.
Yeah.
But there was an era where it went like Full House, Family Matters and or Dinosaurs, Family Matters, and then Perfect Strangers.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's good.
There's a bunch of these.
I love it.
Oh.
What?
The fall, winter, spring of 93, 94, Family Matters, Boy Meets World, Step by Step, Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah, that was my era right there. Man. Step by Step was on there?
Yep.
Because I had my first wet dream about Suzanne Summers because of that
really?
Show.
Really? Suzanne Summers? I liked Suzanne Summers.
She was beautiful. Hot as hell.
Oh, I remember when they did this. They made the switch and they were moving in Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah.
And then we get into the 2000s and I started.
No, I don't know what that is. Was Sister Sister ever on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That was with the, where'd it go? I lost it. That was back in that whole run of the shows, too. That was in the later blocks. Little Sister Sister.
Nice. Good. So, settle in. Watch a little TGIF tonight.
Yeah. Little Muppets tonight.
Was Muppets was on there?
Yeah, they threw for one season in the spring.
Oh.
Family Matters, Muppets Tonight, Step by Step, Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
What a lineup, man.
Right? All just so many of
what
these.
What a lineup.
Well, I don't remember Baby Talk.
What's Baby Talk? I don't remember that either.
Oh, it was spinoff of the Look Who's Talking Nows.
Like, so it was a spinoff of those stupid movies?
Uh-huh.
There was a TV show called Baby Talk?
Yep.
Who was in it?
Let's see. Does it even say or are they? Oh, wow. Okay. Voiced by Tony Danza.
Hey!
The Adventures of Baby Mickey, voiced by Tony Danza. So me and Angela, we were going to the store this one time, and I was sucking on my mom's boob, because I'm a baby member. And I said, I'm the boss, so give me your boob.
Mary Page Keller, Tony Danza, Julia Duffy. You know Julia Duffy if you saw her face.
I
Scott Baio. George Clooney was in Baby Talk. Oh, yes. Okay.
All right. Yeah, there you go. Hey, George Clooney, the boss, even though Tony Danza, I'm the boss.
Baby Talk.
Wow, what a show.
Second this was one. The theme?
Oh, it's got a theme?
Yeah, but... Oh, this one.
Oh, I like this song. What do you like? Oh, what else do you feel like?
So what does his choice of bread and butter and toast and jam have to do with his...
Hey, did you decide which one's the boss? Bread and butter or toast and jam in the morning? is that not it? It's the basis of all things in my life.
You know, I remember a lot about that era.
And not that at all.
And I do not remember Baby Talk.
Not at all. None of it.
Wow, look. I caught one.
Man, all I'm catching today is a cold.
Oh!
Ugh. This one's not even cooked. I'm throwing it back.
And a baby threw a piece of food,
that's a
didn't
good they? Move. Yeah. I think you should hold out for a fish stick.
Yeah, I can see why this didn't take off. I can see why Baby Talk did not take off.
Sounds awful.
And it's a baby eating bread. Now it's a baby eating toast. Yeah, I can see why Baby Talk did not last very long in the era of TGI Fridays.
It's pretty terrible.
It's pretty terrible.
It's pretty bad. Wow.
And the Look Who's Talking movies, were they even good? The babies didn't talk, they just had thoughts, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, they didn't, like, try to make their mouths move by CGI or anything. They just sat there and Kirstie Alley and John Travolta just... Did voiceovers. It was like they were doing funny voiceover work.
How random. The episode of The Office I watched last night is when Michael gets under the desk and tries to do a Look Who's Talking scene with that woman from Stanford. Yeah.
That's on, if anybody is worried that when they switch to anybody, you know, from like a Spectrum to Hulu, that it won't be on there. Don't worry. It's on The Office also is broadcast all over the place on Cozy TV.
Oh, yeah. You can't escape The Office.
You're looking for... I saw that. I went, oh, maybe Comedy Central? Nope.
Nope.
Okay. Cozy TV, because right after is The Munsters.
So, wait. What did you do? You got rid of Spectrum Cable, but you have Hulu now?
It's my cable box, if you will, is no cable box. It's Hulu. It's because they have live TV and sports and all that whatnot.
So, are you saving money?
As of right now, so far, yes. I mean, as long as I because I kind of want to add Paramount. That's the one, it seems like, the other one you need to get the other shows and networks that you don't have. But other than that, as long as I don't keep adding stuff, that's it.
So you dropped Spectrum, but you still have access to Hulu.
Yes.
Because you have the internet service
from
Spectrum.
Yes, I'll have their internet. So as of right now, it was the $70 one for Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
So far it's a little cheaper because you count that and Peacock is 10. So it's like 80 something.
Do they got Baby Talk on there or is there...
If they don't, I'm canceling.
I have so much to get to this morning for a Friday. Just a lot going on, surprisingly. Like, I want to talk about WWE releasing a bunch of wrestlers yesterday. Nobody that I really recognize besides Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later on. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY, powered by San Miguel. I made my kitchen San Miguel last night. I went full on. I'll tell you about that.
Yeah.
I did queso, rice, beans.
Like the place to order, please, Josh.
Had a whole... Dad's Diner was full... Papa De Niro last night, or whatever.
I was going to say, because it was that that diner sounds of the sizzle and the steam and the flipping things around and metal clanging.
And then naturally, both of my children, can we just have chicken tenders?
Chicken tenders?
You always got to have chicken tenders in the air fryer ready to go, man.
I like that.
Because I know that, like, you're supposed to, as, like, a, as an alpha male, be like, hey, you leave what I make. But at the end of the day, I choose my battles, and if they aren't, if I gotta feed them something.
Yeah.
I'll make them chicken tenders.
Well, here's the thing about that. If you feel like you're, you know, well, they gotta eat something, look at me. Yeah, I eat chicken tenders now almost exclusively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe they're just, you know, they like what they like.
Mm-hmm. Tell you about that. There's a lot I got to get to, but first I want to ruin Cody's morning bright and early.
Not if I don't open Twitch on my side.
So this is a man by the name of Cody Love. He's 24. He's a diver.
Ooh.
He was out in the ocean, and you know where this is going, by himself on his boat. It seems like every time, what was it? The other day, the guy goes hiking by himself. He gets lost. Like, have we forgot about the buddy system? Have we forgot about always have a buddy?
My legs hurt already.
Right? Cody, like, and I we follow the buddy system in here.
Right? Stop. That's why at that one time when I was way too far out in the woods in the Adirondacks, I turned around. I was like, I'm by myself. Don't be a news story.
Like, you better not be going out by yourself, Cody.
I did.
Bring a buddy.
So two summers ago, before the COVID, remember when I was all exploring the Adirondacks, I found that where you could go down by that cool bridge that you go over it before you get into Old Fours there, and I was venturing around there, and I got walking way too far away to where I was turning in all sides, and I went, oh, balls, I can't see that bridge anymore.
Yeah.
But that was my focal point, and then I saw bear tracks in the sand that led to the the little river right there that I was following, and I went, yup, gonna go ahead and turn around now.
So, he was out by himself, dummy Dumbo.
That's what I was
dummy Dumbo.
I can't.
He said he had seen where he was, six tiger sharks, about 4 meters long. How many feet is a meter's?
It's like from me to you is like a meter, or maybe a little less, but like
3 foot and a yard, meters of
what? How many? How many inches?
There's 3 feet in a yard.
Yeah. How many? Say the measurements again for the sharks.
4 meters.
Oh wow.
So how many feet is that?
That's a lot of
three
feet.
3 feet and a meter too. I thought it was 3 feet in a yard.
Like 10-foot sharks.
That's
man.
Too big. That's not.
Listen,
that's too big.
Any shark that's not a dead shark is a too big shark.
It's a too big of a shark there, folks.
Yeah, any shark that's alive is too big.
He had been diving with his mates in the same spot on a number of occasions. This time he was out there by himself.
So he said, hey, you know what I should do?
I'm just going to go out there.
Go to that real dangerous spot that I went to. I'm going to go alone, though.
His dummy dumbo dum dum dinghy flips over because his propeller. His boat anchor rope, so the rope that would anchor his boat, got stuck in the propeller. And for some reason, that capsized his boat. I don't know why. Here is him.
Was his anchor already at the bottom?
No,
so it got started to pull, and because the anchor is down, you know what I mean?
It just said the boat capsized after the anchor rope had got tangled around the prop, turning it backwards.
Wow.
Did it just suck it down?
I don't know. I don't know, but we don't have to.
So luckily for you, Cody, he had his GoPro because he's out there diving. And he's filming the exact moment his boat capsized and him out there by himself.
But I don't wanna. Oh.
Great day at the reef.
This is all underwater sound of him. He's showing us his boat. You can see it in Twitch. Now he's getting a satellite phone.
They both suck. Oh, he's going under from it now. Oh, VHF isn't working. The flares are inside somewhere.
Flares are inside. His satellite phone's not working. He swam, Cody, for a total of 3 hours in the middle of the ocean, surrounded by sharks. He said, quote, I was actually more worried about losing or damaging the boat, yet an hour and a half passed before Mr. Love said he saw a helicopter flying in his direction. He said, I took one of my green flippers off, stuck it at the end of my gun, and tried to attract their attention. Unfortunately, A person in the water is like a needle in a haystack. Helicopter got closer and closer and closer before it turned around and went in the opposite direction because I never saw him.
My heart's beating so fast right now. What happened then? Is he a ghost now?
He lived.
Is he a ghost?
Now, it said, I don't know what happened after the fact, because it just says that he ditched the boat when a helicopter... Oh, okay, I gotcha. So I guess that helicopter might have seen him.
And went
to go get somebody else.
But the thing is that you see that in the movies, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on.
They can't do anything.
He finds his flares. Are they waterproof flares?
Yeah, flares are waterproof. For those, boat ones are. Wow. So now he's going to hope to God. Wow.
He's shooting off flares. He's trying to get on top of his boat.
Yeah, because the smoke's probably pouring at him. Yeah.
Dude, that's terrifying.
It's just pushing the smoke right back down onto the water.
That is terrifying.
Oh, I don't like that.
He was saved. He survived out there for 3 hours. Well, sharks that apparently, telling you guys, are about 1 meter is 3.28 feet. So they're like 12-foot sharks.
That's legit a nightmare. That's an actual nightmare.
But he survived. That's the craziest part of all of this.
And then those are the people that go right back into the goddamn water,
man.
Oh,
I'm sure he's going to go get another boat. Well, he's going to go right back out there.
Now, how does that work, though? Like, you get in trouble for that?
I think if it's legitimately an accident, no.
But then what happens? Does someone got to hire a company and, like, pinpoint where you were? You know what I mean?
You've got to salvage the boat, I think. I don't think you're allowed to leave the boat there.
Like, what happens, though? How do you know where the hell it is?
I think you have to legally... If you got to legally get it...
If you're a ghost boat, you got to tell me.
You got to legally go get that boat.
It's weird.
Okay. It is weird.
All right.
No, I think you do have to attempt to salvage it, because otherwise you're just littering on the ocean. You can't litter on the ocean.
No. Can't make the ocean a ghost.
If you're just tuning in, Carissa is in Twitch asking how he crashed the boat. His propeller rope... Anchor rope got stuck in the propeller. That sucked the boat backwards and down into the water.
It seems like he's had his anchor down, and then the rope was down, and then think of it like and then the boat hit it, and then, you know,
just dragged it down
and pulled it down because, you know, I like.
Am I hearing music? Something is playing. Somewhere.
Really? I don't turn up all the things.
In my head. In my head, something is playing. Not that.
Oh, I see.
Not that. What is that? Are you hearing it?
Yeah.
What is it?
I just blew out my ears. But wait, ready? Watch. Hold it. Don't say anything. Hold on.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
There's like
that.
A small, yeah.
Is it that?
No, it's nothing that I'm playing.
Yeah, something's coming over something. Oh, we get caught up in a crossfire?
I don't know. Are we? Like, I hear it in my head.
You can hear it if I turn my headphones all the way up.
Don't stop.
Here, it's a song.
It's playing Offspring Bad Times Roll.
Really?
But not on the radio.
Where? Off the computer?
No, it's like in my headphones. All right, this is boring. I'm sorry, guys. I'm hearing.
No, that is really weird, though, because I can hear it if, like, hold on, don't say anything.
Oh, baby, let the bad times roll.
Yeah. Where is it?
Where are you coming from, ghost sounds?
Interesting. I
did. I'm high, guys. I'm really high.
Yo, man, guys.
I'm really, really high.
Yo.
I don't know where that sound is coming from.
You ever think about, like, sounds and sonars and the ocean?
I smell toast. You guys smell toast?
Yo, we're having breakfast.
good morning, everybody. Yeah, I'm freaking out.
Yeah,
I'm hearing the Offspring, but I don't know why.
People in the car says, my radio in the car says Offspring is on, but I hear you guys.
What?
Yeah.
But now it's done.
Oh, is it gone? But what's next, though?
Okay, stop talking. There's something playing.
Hold on. Hold on, wait one sec. Hold on.
You guys, hold on a second. Yeah, we're having a stroke.
Yeah, wait, oh, is it a new song now? Hold on, don't say anything. Wait.
Now it says finger 11.
Yeah,
now it says finger 11.
It's like the...
What's going on?
It has the HD radio signal, like, crossed over, and is there, like, a different... I don't know, man. What the hell am I trying to...
I don't know what I'm talking about, but
I'm trying to talk myself into something like I understand what the frick is going on. No, Josh. No,
what's going on?
There's some radio waves. Watch my hands. Sometimes radio waves go like this, right?
Yeah. And sometimes they do this.
But sometimes they go like this.
So hold on a second.
But now these are going like this. And
Cody, if we're not...
Oh, no.
If we're ghosts, you gotta, guys...
But what if we can't tell each other because we're both ghosts?
Guys.
Oh, Jesus.
Are we ghosts? Are we ghosts right now? Oh, great news. Just got a text. Every man who's tried this simple formula experiencing the following. More girls than he can handle. Current wives and girlfriends experiencing orgasms like never before.
Yeah. Oh.
Growth of your thing.
What thing?
I just says my thing.
My scrot sack?
Instant erection. Last forever. Quit being a loser in the bed and step up your game with this.
Here's the one thing.
Thanks.
I know. As much as is ladies like the sex, I have a feeling that no lady wants an erection thrust upon them forever.
No!
I mean, well then.
Those are my usual spam texts I got. All
hilarious.
Right.
Here's being a loser in bed, Josh.
Stop being a loser in bed. Here's what I'm going to do. Text line. Let's see if we can fix this. I'm going to play Puddle of Mud. Tell me if it then changes on your radio to Puddle of Mud, all right?
Okay, yeah.
Because otherwise, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, you broke it.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Let's go. I don't know what you're talking about. Nicholas, I don't know what you're talking about in Twitch, so clarify. WWE released a bunch of wrestlers yesterday. I was asking Cody to clarify, like, what that even means. Like, if you're not at an event, you don't get paid, right? Like, they're all independent contractors.
Yeah, I don't know how that works with they. I know they get little cuts of merch, and they're under contract, but they're independent contractors because that's why they don't, you know, get health insurance or whatever. But they get paid so they can buy it. I don't know, man. It's a weird world that on the WWE side definitely needs an overhaul. That's for sure. So,
well, you were the only name I recognized because you wear the shirt is Samoa Joe. Nobody else.
You know, that's the only one that I and I don't even disagree with it. If it's what I'm assuming it is, he's been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like not like oh my arm hurts. Like I think it's I'm almost 90% sure it's concussions.
Uh-huh.
And with that and the Chris Benoit stuff on the WWE. They do not mess around with that. So
no,
even
I get
if
it.
Every doctor in the world can say you're fine, the WWE doctors will scrutinize it even more and go, nope, you're not, and you won't wrestle for him. So I think either he wasn't getting cleared, so he asked for his release and he got it, or he was cleared and WWE went, but we're still probably not going to use you.
Hambone says they get their downside guarantee until their 90-day no-compete clause is up.
Yeah, so he'll get a little check.
Samoa
a little bit,
Joe, Billy Kay, Peyton Royce, Mickey James, who I was just looking at nude, Chelsea Green, Tucker Kalisto,
yep,
Bo Dallas, Mojo Rawley, and Wesley Blake. Who are these anybody's?
No. Twitter, the internet, social media is in an outrage because they, you know, they have darlings that they like.
Mm-hmm.
That Billy Kay and Peyton Royce were a tag team called the Iconics that everyone really liked. I didn't like them. I didn't find them entertaining. I didn't think either of them could wrestle a damn. Mm-hmm. You're not going to find a great Iconics tag team match. Some of their, you know, out of the ring stuff was fun.
Yeah.
But other than that, they broke them up and didn't do anything with them, so they released them. I mean, it kind of sucks and it's a little lame, but with some of those, it'll be better for them because now they will go somewhere else.
So all of these people are good enough to go somewhere else?
No, definitely not. Some of them will have to work at it because of how some of them are different situations. Like Kalisto is really good. He will go somewhere and get work and will be pretty good and, you know, might have a, you know, a chance at keeping his, you know, star power up just a little bit. But he was buried on Raw for like years, last couple of years. So he's not, no one's going to want to be like, yeah, Kalisto, great. Whereas someone like Joe Raleigh has no momentum, no good matches. No one is going to want to bring him in to go, yeah, Mojo Raleigh is on our roster.
Right.
He's going to have to go somewhere and work his way up for a couple years.
And you were saying this is funny because just like over the weekend, Vince was all about how they're a family and all this, but it's still business.
No,
it's a business relationship.
Yeah, it's funny that he'll do the, he did it at WrestleMania, you know, the wrestlers are, we're all a big family and we could have done it without the fans and without these guys and I thank them so much and all this crap. And they were even on WrestleMania, some of them. And then he got at the bottom line, I'm assuming, and went, I'm still a traded company. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's a business relationship, man.
Yes.
Your only family is your family.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's all, everything in life is a business relationship.
There'll be a couple cool ones that I think we'll be able to go. And the, like the guy that's on right now, Drew McIntyre, he was in WWE for a long ass time, got saddled with some crappy gimmicks, left. Developed himself, became a huge star, and then came back and is now bigger than almost anybody else in the business.
Yeah.
So there's, I think maybe like a Bo Dallas could, but he just was so average in WWE that it'll be a couple years before, you know, well, maybe he can come back.
Coming up this hour, 7 o'clock hour, I will tell you my favorite counterfeiting story of the week.
Oh.
I'll... Spoiler, if you're going to counterfeit money, don't try to use $1 million bills, because I don't think those even exist.
They don't have $1 million bills anymore?
I don't think that they do. That's usually like, all when, I got on me, but...
When, I was going to say, when did that start? Because...
That's all I got on.
Yeah, that's all I got, dude.
Now... Hey, we need to make a redaction. First and foremost, Cody. We were told earlier this week that the Ghostbusters machine was missing from Turning Stone. We have been corrected by a show bro at Turning Stone right now.
It works.
He works for Turning Stone.
Yeah.
He sent us a photo. All is right in the world. Now, those of you who have been receiving incorrect displays on your car radio, I think I'm literally being told to reboot right now.
Give it a reboot.
So I'm going to restart.
Reboot. Who's got to do a reboot? You do.
I'm restarting them.
Just turn it off. Turn it back on again.
Blow at it. Just shake it a little bit.
It's fine.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY.
Give it a kick.
Oh, I gave it a kiss. I didn't give it a kick.
Oh, I slipped at the tongue.
Oh. And then I did a little...
Over there was the NBA Jamboard that I did earlier, not with my finger.
Twitch is powered by San Miguel. I gave San Miguel a run for the money last night at my house, I'll tell you what.
Josh Miguel.
Oh, man. I was just craving some Mexican food last night.
Okay.
And
okay.
It's not a takeout night, so... It's not a takeout night, so I got to accommodate.
Okay, understandable.
So I'm gonna do a crock pot of queso, because the boy's got to have his queso. I want to do some chicken burritos.
Wow.
Just saying, in the frozen chicken section, there used to be shredded chicken. Must be a supply line issue, because I can't find it. Doesn't matter. I can make my own.
Yeah.
But that's just what's best in the burritos. I did some black beans. I did some refried beans.
I like that.
Oh!
I'm picturing it.
Bomb ass. And I'll tell you what, it all tasted great. I'm excited about the leftovers.
But I heard there was something that happened with the queso.
So this is what goes down.
What happened with the queso?
Yesterday's queso.
What'd you do?
And I experiment with my foods, Coney.
Yeah.
And I was forced to experiment a little bit yesterday.
Okay.
Now, you know my queso recipe, which is not even mine. It's literally me just ripping off, I think it's probably fajita grill is the recipe that we make.
Really?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it is, yeah. Well, it's just like, it's Land O'Lakes cheese.
Yeah.
Heavy cream and then some chilies.
Okay. Oh, I always forget. Yeah, the Chili's. Yep. Okay.
So, I'm at the grocery-um yesterday.
You're at the old foodatorium.
And I notice that the Great Lakes white cheese...
Belly's grumbling just listening.
Great Lakes is cheaper than the Land O'Lakes. And I'm like, they both got lakes in the name.
I was going to say, where else, where would the Land O'Lakes lake come from that the Great Lakes couldn't handle? I think not.
Well, when I asked the gentleman at the deli, I said, what's the difference between the Great Lakes and the Land O'Lakes?
About $1.25.
Boom! Boom!
I know grocery store humor. At least you didn't ask. Have you ever asked a grocery store worker where something is?
No.
Because I used to love it. Depending on the person, you would get a fair response of, excuse me, where's your butter? I'd be like, in my bottom shelf of my fridge.
Oh, you're hilarious.
We got jokes, bro.
You're hilarious.
I like it, though. About $1.25. But so, no, there's probably not much difference.
It was cheaper, and I don't think there's much difference. I will tell you there's a consistency difference.
I was going to say, next time, because again, they just want to kill time, ask for a sample of each. Be like, I'm cooking something. I need to try a little of each to see what the difference is. And they don't got no problem with that. They'll hook you up.
Oh, they tell me that, okay. Text line says Great Lakes is supporting your local dairy farms as well. Then I'll go exclusively Great Lakes.
There you go. What if I know a lot of people from Wisconsin?
Oh, offensive. So I got the Great Lakes. And text line, hey, why is 7 a.m. always the food hour? Because we're hungry.
I said about 7 o'clock. We're about starving by now.
I'm just filling you in on my approach at the Mexican food last night. So I did not have Chili's. There must be a chili supply issue right now because of COVID. All the grocery stores, those little jars of green chilies I used to get for my queso, gone. Can't get them.
I know you say jar, but there's some in cans, too.
It was nothing.
Oh, I was going to say, we just got to switch over.
So, I panicked, and I had to text Mama Dunes, because Mama Dunes was the one who formulated this queso for us.
Mm-hmm.
She reverse-engineered it, and I go, Dunes, they don't have any green chilies. Can I just buy a jalapeno and cut that up?
Oh, I mean, you can.
Mm-hmm.
A little spice, dude.
She goes, yeah, saute it a little bit. Kind of release the flavors. Don't cook the seeds. Give that a go. And I did. It's not exactly my previous queso recipe, but it's pretty dang close.
Nice.
I would prefer the green chilies over the jalapeno. I'll say that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What?
He should do that. THC infused queso. Nacho weed.
Well, here's the problem is I eat so much of it, I would be
saying, hell yeah.
Useless. Useless.
I need more queso.
The amount of queso I ate.
He eats queso to eat more queso, and then you're hungry for queso because you got the munchies.
Oh.
I wish you would add, you should start adding up. Just every time you buy it or make it, make a little check. That way we can, like, at the end of a year or a month or whatever, see, like, how many pounds.
Well, as of right
cheese.
Now, this is my fourth time making this queso. It's 2 pounds of cheese every time, so I'm at 8 pounds of cheese.
And I feel like there's a couple times added in that you're not remembering.
Maybe,
four,
I don't know.
Four seems, you made it 3 times the first week. So you've only made it once since then? This is the first time you made it since the first time? Because remember that as soon as you got the recipe,
no, but the first time I made it,
ham.
Yeah, but I ate the whole crock pot worth.
That's what I'm saying. So that
was just one make. It makes a lot. Dude.
So you ate that was one.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So you ate it over the course.
Yeah,
I didn't make it every day. I get you.
My arteries are great, Dunlop. Because you know what I do to counteract the thicky cheese, thinning booze. It's a very simple. It's a delicate balance. I fill my arteries.
Yep.
With it's science. Thick. Coated cheese.
Yep.
And then at the end of the day, thin all that out with a little boost.
Like a human Drano.
Yes.
Gets it in there, plugs his nose, and jumps up and down so the
science.
Whiskey can work the cheese, gets it into a whiskey cheese mash.
It's science.
That then slides through his arteries perfectly.
It's science. All right, so Cody Mack, if you're going to... What are you laughing
at? Clearly healthy AF.
Healthy?
I mean, yeah.
Who's damn not healthy?
I don't know.
Lady Meow?
No. She's the one that said you are.
Lady Meow, you stare at me all morning in Twitch. You see that this body is perfection.
He is the reflection of perfection.
I don't know how healthy or more healthy I could be.
He is hung like a horse.
What? Cody, a woman attempted to use a $1 million bill at the dollar store. Now,
rich people. One percenters.
Now, I'll tell you right now, if I were to counterfeit money, which I never would, it's illegal, don't do it. But I'm not going to go all the way to $1 million bill. That's going to raise some flags at the dollar store. Because I could buy a million things.
No. This is a dollar store?
Yeah.
No. Come on.
Like, I can't think of a situation where somebody would take $1 million bill and go, this is a legal tender, yeah.
Yeah, I bought three things. Break this, please.
Yeah, can you break $1 million bill?
What? Yeah, break this $1 million bill. I would like it in small bills back
then. So, it was on Monday in Tennessee. Maryville, Tennessee.
Of course.
Outside of Knoxville.
Yeah, yeah.
The sheriff was called because of a suspicious incident where Amanda McCormick tried to pay with a $1 million bill. McCormick told the cop that she received the $1 million bill in the mail, and that's all she would say. Somebody mailed her, like you normally do. If you've got $1 million, you just mail it to random people.
That's how I do currency transactions with the banks and the like.
She had filled her shopping cart full of items, including several gift cards. When they asked her, what are you going to do with this? She said, I was going to put together care packages for the homeless.
Perfect.
Sure, sure, sure she is.
The homeless needed nacho cheese.
It's $1 million in Usher bucks. You're damn right. It's Usher money.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Got Usher bucks. We got fake $1 million bills, which... If you're going to have $1 million bill, you got to have the real ones that, you know, us smart people know how to have.
What is the highest bill I could possess? Is there a $1,000? No. Like, really, on one bill, is there a $1,000 bill?
I don't know. Is there a 20?
You've seen a 20.
Let's see. What's...
But what's the biggest denomination of a bill I could have?
Really?
What is it?
$10,000 bill?
No.
Oh wait, sorry, the largest ever. It's not available now.
Tax line just says $100 bill is as big as they go now. That would make sense.
Yeah, they stopped printing the $1,000 bill in 46, then they used them again in 69. That's pretty cool.
So I don't know, man. Can you get a $500 bill?
The highest denomination note issued in the U.S. has been the $100
bill. There it is. Boom. Boom.
Who is on the $500 bill? McKinley. Get out of here.
Hundreds are all you need. You stack them and you make them rain.
That's what I do.
Of course, if you work third shift, I know we got a lot of people in Twitch and on the text line who catch us on their way home or after their shift. Go to krock.com.
Oh, hi.
We want to give you some of that delicious Dunkin' Midnight Blend. Courtesy of Dunkin', all you got to do is sign up. We'll get you through the evening, the late nights, the early mornings.
I had their, it's not that coffee one, but I had their pomegranate berry, like, refresher thing that's similar to coffee.
I love their refreshers.
This one, man.
What is it, the berry pomegranate?
Yep.
That has the bubbles in it?
No, it's just, they have the... Like a juice refresher or whatever. Yeah, no bubbles.
Oh, sometimes they're sparkling refreshers.
Oh, yep. Nope. This one's not sparkling, just a normal, like, juice. And it is damn good.
So thank you to Dunkin' for that. Get over there and sign yourself up. So this is the story of a girl, cry a river and drown the whole world. No, this is a guy who would not be detained, who would not be denied his ability to cross the Main Street Bridge in Daytona Beach. Okay. Now, Twitch world, you're going to see the video of this. Radio world, I'll describe it to you. This is just security cam footage of the, I guess, Main Street Bridge in Daytona. Is that what that's called?
I guess. Look at that. Boom! Like, look how far.
It's a drawbridge that starts to go up. It looks like driving like a Subaru Outback or something.
Yeah.
The drawbridge starts to go up. He plows through the little, like, wooden thing that comes down.
Yeah.
And then just proceeds to gun it over the jump. And that's like a Subaru, bro.
And, I mean, if you watch when he hits that thing, something goes flying, like, 30 feet when he crushes the drawbridge.
Yeah.
Watch it go up and over into the water. Ready? Look at that. Boom. And it goes just flying.
Oh! Dude, watch the very beginning of this footage. It looks like his airbag's deployed. Watch. Boom. Oh, no. His windshield shatters.
His windshield shatters.
Yeah, watch the beginning of this.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
Look at that.
Yeah, he can't see.
Oh, wow.
No F's given.
I didn't even notice that before.
Windshield shatters. I can't tell if maybe his airbags deployed.
Maybe his... Yeah, is it his airbags?
This is one thing that I would like to do in my life.
Wow, man. What, hit a jump like that?
Hit a jump on a drawbridge.
Take it over a sweet jump?
I want to try to jump a ditch in a car. I want to drive a car just into a ditch, but like there's like, a specific ditch that I want to drive it into. What? There is. There's a ditch
that's the most,
that I drive all the time.
A Sweet County thing you can say. Here's what I want to do with my life. I want to drive a car into a ditch, but a very specific ditch.
Yeah, I do.
It's by your house?
Yeah.
You know of this ditch?
Yeah.
And it taunts you every day?
I want to dump my car in it, yeah. Like, it's one of those ditches.
What? Why?
Oh, dude, I want to so bad.
You
want to
dump your car right in this ditch?
Yeah, not my nice new one, though.
No, no, you can't.
I want to go get, like, a beater car and dump it into a ditch. Because it's like, you know how there's, imagine a driveway.
Okay.
And then on both sides is a big ditch, and there's, like, that culvert that goes through it.
Yeah.
Like that, whatever that tube is.
Yeah.
I want to just
hit that,
face dive it right into that thing. And just wreck the front of a car. It's one of my dreams.
What?
It's one of my dreams, man.
All right. We're just going to have to do that then.
And then I want to jump that bridge in Phoenix as it's going up, the drawbridge, just like these guys did. I think about that all the time.
Ugh. I feel like the first one's a little more doable.
I want to do a demo derby so bad.
That one, yeah. We got to get into a demo derby where our cars catch on fire.
I want to do a demo derby. I want to do an enduro race. I want to do an enduro with a trailer on it, dude. Those are my favorite things, man.
Got Twitch, text line, listening areas.
You ever see the enduros?
Your boy.
Where they're towing boats?
Yeah.
But then the rule of this enduro has to be the boats have to stay out there. That's my rule.
Oh, man.
Like, you don't get to clear it.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Leave the boat. Leave it out. No, leave the wrecked car.
Leave right there. So he wants to...
So this
drive a car into a ditch.
Back to Daytona.
So how you feeling, man? You all right? You okay?
Surprisingly, I'm great. I just want
to make sure.
I just want to do it.
Just want to wreck a car into this ditch.
I really do.
Every day I see it and I go, yeah, I'm gonna.
And I know I don't really want to.
I'm gonna.
Because all you were saying how terrifying it is and how, like, I'm not looking to do it. It needs to be controlled.
Yeah.
It needs to be a controlled crash.
People
I need to be strapped in there so I don't hurt my back, my body.
You got to have like the race car.
Harness.
Yep. That way you don't get whiplash. I hear you.
I'd like to go on a frozen lake in a car at some point.
Oh, no. I won't let that happen. You will not be doing that, my friend. I will not let you.
So back to Daytona. The car that jumped that bridge, their Main Street bridge.
That's cool, bud.
It's a problem, apparently.
Because that's a thing?
A month ago, during Daytona Bike Week, a guy on a motorcycle jumped it.
Yeah!
Here's the footage of that, Twitch.
All right.
Describe it to the people what
you see, Cody. I don't hate that.
This is a guy on a motorcycle. Not even
Oh my God! Whoa, dude!
Not even like a sport bike. It looks like a full dresser.
It's like a... What does that mean?
It's got the cowlings and stuff on it, the saddlebags.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, well, wow.
It's got the front fairing and stuff on it.
It's almost like he was waiting for it to start going up, and he did it on purpose. Like, he saw it and was like, gotta hit that.
I don't know if I want to do it on a motorcycle. I'd rather do it in a car.
Right, are there two people on that?
I can't tell. It looks like there might be.
It looks like there really might be. I don't know.
That's a bad idea where you're like,
what if the one falls off and tumbling into the crack? Falls down into the water?
Man.
What happened? We tried to jump it.
Lottie, that's definitely an angry wife on the back of that bike screaming, no, stop.
No.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to jump it. I'm going to jump it.
Yeah, why don't you?
Cindy, I'm going to jump it. Shut up. I'm jumping it.
Josh.
Yes.
Josh, don't jump it.
Twitch is powered by San Miguel. Delicious Mexican food over there in Baldwinsville. Love those guys. Give them a follow on social media. They got their Mother's Day brunch coming up very soon.
We're going to have to get you into their kitchen somehow. Do like a cook-off. Josh Miguel versus San Miguel.
No, if I'm at San Miguel, I'm eating. I don't want to be there.
This will be a very special trip to San Miguel.
A very special episode of San Miguel.
This is a show. Josh breaks all the rules of the health department.
Where they shut him down immediately. What? I can't cook with my shirt off?
Why?
That's how I cook at home.
I can't just taste a little taste.
That's how I cook at home. I can't cook my shirt off.
It's on my chest. I got to get it off there.
Please and lame. I was just playing audio to Cody Mack. Now, this video is actually a couple years old, it seems, but it's going viral right now.
Oh, really?
Of the mom who accidentally ate banana nut bread.
How was that in her house?
Good question. I don't know.
Right? Why is that there?
She saw a loaf of, it said, edible banana nut bread.
Yeah.
Which she just thought meant gluten-free.
Because, you know. Yup.
No, I don't know why you would... Is that the term? Do I write edible, whatever?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I guess, like, I'm not, you know, as in-depth in this world as, you know, I should be, I guess. But I'm assuming that if it's because of how readily available weed products are, that, yeah I guess that's, like, the standard, I would have to say, right? You have to put whatever on there and then edible.
Can I put edible on anything that I'm going to eat?
Well, I mean, with your THC products, you want to put edible, you know, just something to give it, to let it stand out from a normal banana nut bread.
So.
Maybe say it has THC in it.
Yeah, maybe say THC infused banana nut bread.
That would also help.
This is her figuring out what she had eaten, and she's losing her mind.
This is the worst thing that I've ever done. It said edible banana nut bread. I thought edible meant gluten-free. Then it sinks in. Edible. Edible meant pot. It hit me like a sledgehammer. One of the bad effects pot has on me is paranoia. Maybe I only ate a half. Oh, I ate a half of a slice, thank God. Maybe. Maybe. I hope I didn't eat a slice and a half. I mean, it feels like LST or something like that. Not that I know what that feels like. Maybe.
Ugh. This is my fear because I love snacks so much.
Yeah, but she says she's paranoid and it's real bad. She's not paranoid at all. She's fine.
Walking around the house. She goes out on the deck.
She's being high.
Put.
Yeah, she's just being high.
Thank you for the subscription, chicken. Appreciate that.
Sounds like she's having fun. She's just being stoned.
What?
Yeah. Put.
So, what are the things that make us happy? Obviously, edible banana nut bread. Would do that.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not fake, big dog. If I can show you the whole clip, she's cursing up a storm. No, she's freaking out.
She's baked. She's super baked. Is this my heartbeat?
Where am I?
Too many pots. They're giving me a heart attack.
Oh, man, I ate a half a slice of pots. What if I ate a whole slice of pots?
I wish. Hell yeah.
Would that get you messed up, like a slice and a half?
Depends on how many like milligrams are in it. Because maybe.
So the things that make us happy, according to a new survey, and I agree with a lot of these, but some of them are weird. Number one, can you guess what the number one simple life pleasure is that brings people happiness?
People are lame.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with like, just curling up, reading a good book. Reading a good book, that's all. No?
No.
Having a good, nice coffee? I'm out of guesses.
Listening to your favorite songs.
It's the same thing as reading a book. It's just reading it with your ears.
Having a nice dinner. I do love eating.
Depends.
It does bring me such joy.
Much like your wife desires to, and is not yet, you've let her succumb to the temptations. I had Five Guys last night. Tasty meats.
Did you really have Five Guys last night?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do for dinner. Remember, I was going to crock pot something?
Yeah.
I stood in front of Walmart's meats for so long that one of their employees asked me if I was okay.
Stop.
You all right, man? What? Yeah, I said I can't.
Wait a minute.
I'm not going to get anything, I don't think.
I know that what you were picking on us because the 7 o'clock is the food hour, but yeah. So you left here yesterday.
Yeah.
Cody Mack and I are a couple of old guys. I told him that I was going to make my queso, have a little Mexican spread for dinner. you were looking at the crock pot as well.
Because it was
gloomy and
rainy and kind of chilly.
So you go to Walmart, you go to the meat department, and then you... The meatologist is concerned.
No, it was just an employee. Oh, it was a random employee because I was just standing. No, Joel, no coin to flip.
Yeah, where's your coin to flip, man?
I didn't have a coin to flip.
Cody coin flip's supposed to be out there.
I just walked back and forth because I had meatballs the day before because that was at my, the height of my decision making. I went, oh, it's plenty of time for some nice meatballs. They'd be nice and delicious and like crumbly, fall apart meatballs. But I had that last night.
Okay.
That's dumb. Don't
so
have,
that's off the
Don't
that's,
have double
yeah.
meatballs. So then literally. You know the freezer? They have the chest freezers there. I, after walking back and forth for like 5 minutes, just did this for like 10 minutes.
Just leaning, he's leaning against the chest freezer, just thinking in deep thought over what
and
meat you're going to.
Stared at it for long enough that someone pushing something back into the back stopped, walked over, turned the head, did like a, hey, you all right, man? I'm like, yeah. I have no idea what I'm getting at, and it's not working out real well. I'm not good at picking this stuff out. And he's like, all right, cool, man. Just making sure you didn't help nothing. And I was like, yeah, tell me what to have for dinner.
Yeah, I can't make decisions.
And he just laughed and went walking away.
HK gifting 5 subs,
whoa,
man. Appreciate that. Appreciate you, HK. So he didn't. So you just let. I'm just going to go to Five Guys.
Only ended up, you know what I got from Walmart? Garbage bags.
Oh.
I suck. I suck.
All right, well, anyways, what are those things in life, those simple pleasures that make us happy?
Garbage bags.
Garbage bags. Getting garbage bags.
Yeah.
Mine is a clean house. I love a clean house.
Yeah.
It doesn't even come into the top 10, but that is something I love so much.
But listening to just some music is number one, but like having a nice clean house isn't anywhere near any of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you and I'd be good roommates.
Right? Nice and clean.
We like a clean house.
We'd be clean.
It's impossible with kids, though.
With the two of us, we'd both be cleaning up from dinner before either one of us were finished with dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Two bites into dinner. All right, well,
you can't enjoy dinner if there's a mess waiting for you. Dinner tastes way better when the kitchen is clean, and then you can sit down and you see a clean area.
I'm really good at doing it as I go along.
Yep.
Like cleaning as I go type deal. That when it's done, it's like nothing.
I'm at my sink post. I'm putting stuff in the dishwasher. I'm getting things going.
I did real well until about the end of our Coco and the Bone wrestling stream.
Yeah.
Because it's way at the end where it was too much for me and I had to just put a couple things away.
Start picking up. Yeah.
I just had to.
Well, it was kind of like you had a party because it was decoration and stuff. And you're like, well, now we got to wrap this up.
Winding down. Let me just.
Just pick up some stuff. Put it away.
Just push my OCD down a little
bit.
Just
put my bong back where it was.
Put the bong here. Right off camera.
No, man. It was so. I love a clean house. And my daughter has reached the age now where she wants to clean the house.
She likes it clean, too. Looks good.
She does not like clutter.
Nope.
So I'll see her in the living room picking up.
Doesn't kindle joy for her.
Does not kindle joy.
So you got to pick it up, put it away. I like it.
So she'll pick things up.
Yeah.
She'll run the vacuum and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Now, sometimes it's for money, but
I was just going to say, she gets all that done and then goes, Dad, I cleaned the whole house.
I mean, that happens. Hey, Dad, did you see the living room? Yeah, it looks real good, hon. You did a good job. I just was wondering about those Robux, though, that I was asking you about.
I did that for you.
So
I did the proverbial scratched your back. Now, if you could scratch mine.
Yeah. Like, my son, on the other hand, he'll lay in bed with Chips Ahoy on him. He's just the opposite.
Save him for later.
Opposite of clean.
I got to get him later.
Pop-Tart wrapper somewhere. Love this.
Pop-Tart wrapper in the pocket.
They could not be more opposite when it comes to their lifestyles.
She walks by his room just, ugh, you're disgusting.
My daughter has things like...
Yeah.
If you could see her desk at school...
Oh, it's neat and all organized.
Neat. She has her pens. So she's like very...
That was one of my favorite things to do in school, where you take everything out of your desk, everything... And then, like, reorganize it, throw some stuff away, organize your pencil case.
That's why I like a clean house, because it's like doing that every time.
Yeah, it really is.
There's a bunch of stuff that I got to do this weekend because it's going to be a rainy weekend, right?
Yeah.
There's not much going on, so I got a lot of indoor stuff to do.
There you go.
Painting and cleaning stuff up.
Nice.
I'm with you, Pat
Lucas.
Well,
not painting.
His favorite thing is sleeping in. I love sleeping in, dude. Right. Saturdays and Sundays, ugh.
I hate it.
You do?
Yep.
Ugh.
Because, I mean, even if that means, you know, I'm actually sleeping, so it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate it when I wake up and it's like, it turns out to be like 11 o'clock. Oh, my God.
I don't usually sleep till 11 o'clock.
Oh, it's the worst. Well, sometimes they'll do the thing where you wake up at, like, this time for mm-hmm. this job like we do, but it's a Saturday, and your body won't let you go back to sleep. So all of a sudden, it's like 7:30 now, and you got the arms crossed on the couch.
Oh, that move, yeah.
And then I'm out for another, like, 3 hours.
My body naturally wakes up at 4:30 every day, no matter what. My alarm never needs to go off anymore.
Yeah.
So there's that. Usually that happens on Saturdays and Sundays as well. My favorite isn't necessarily sleeping in, although I do love sleeping in, but it's the ability of when you do wake up to just watch a little TV. What TV for a little bit?
No, I agree, man. There is nothing better than that. Even when you wake up and you have to work that morning, what time is it? Oh my God, I have like 4 hours.
Yeah, that's the best.
Or you look at, you know, you don't have to wake up on a Saturday or Sunday, but you look at your clock and it's only like 6 a.m. and you go, I could sleep for 5 more hours if I really wanted to.
If they could give me a drug that has the same feeling of waking up with your back to your clock and you go, No, is it time to get up?
Yeah.
And looking over and it's midnight.
Yep.
The joy that brings me, the feeling of going, oh my God, I still got a lot. I got so much sleep left.
So much. That serotonin that just gets released.
It's the best feeling in the world.
It really is.
When you're like, because you're coming from a low of, oh God, I got to get up.
Yep.
To turning around and having the best surprise of your day.
Because it's literally the exact opposite feeling of the when you do that and you wake up and you realize that you still have, like, I don't know, 10 minutes
mm-hmm.
till your alarm goes off. And you're like, no, what?
That's the worst feeling.
How is it that you can't?
Don't do this to me.
Or the.
I'm not done.
You ever do the, you can't. It can't be. There's
no way. I'm dreaming this.
It cannot be 3 minutes until my alarm goes off. I just closed my eyes just now, 12 seconds ago. I can't.
What'd you find to eat? Good morning.
I may or may not have melted a Cadbury egg in my coffee and then ate that.
What?
Yeah. So it's not like
a good idea.
So my like saliva didn't have to melt it down for once, because that's the gross sad truth behind Cadbury eggs, is that like your saliva has to do most of the good work.
That's with all food. If you stop and think about what your body's doing with food, it's so gross.
Yeah, it's true. That is true.
That your salivary glands have to like pre-digest food. It sucks.
Like coating it.
Like at least once a week, I'll be enjoying something delicious and my mind will start thinking about that and I'll be mad.
Or like that TikTok video going around with the guy dropping all the knowledge. We're like, Your stomach thinks all potatoes are mashed potatoes.
It's true.
It does. As long as they, you know, don't communicate with each other.
Yeah.
Apparently your brain.
I was trying to explain to Cody and the folks in Twitch, I know how to drink water.
Yeah, not.
But sometimes my brain forgets how to drink water.
He's fine.
My head.
Not. Yeah.
Forgets where water goes. You know what I mean?
That's your boy.
You know what I mean?
Not him. He knows. He's fine. He can drink water, guys. But his head is like, sometimes
like,
goes.
Okay, there'll be a time I'll go in the kitchen.
And you're fine.
I'm fine.
You got a game plan?
I'm good.
Your head's on straight.
In my mind, this all makes sense.
Well,
and I'll go get a glass of water. And I'll drink it.
And that's where
and
the
then,
trouble
like,
starts.
And my head and my throat will send it down the wrong tube. And I'll start. And then I'm like, brain, you've been doing this for almost 40 years, man.
You got to have a conversation with yourself saying, hey, brain, what are you doing?
Thank you.
What are you doing?
Thank you.
Come on.
It almost just happened.
Let's get on the same page here, guys.
Like me right now.
All right, here we go, guys.
I know how to drink this water.
Yep. All right, let's see.
me,
all right,
knows how to drink this. And
look
I nailed it.
Look at it.
And I nailed it. But sometimes...
Guys, if you didn't see that on Twitch...
but sometimes, Cody, sometimes when I go in autopilot and I'm not steering the ship like I should be, I'm trusting everybody to do their job...
You ain't got a BMW in there?
Trying to trust my... I'm like, listen...
It's not the X540?
I'm running a whole company, this whole body.
Jeez.
I'm the CEO of Company Josh.
But...
And if I let my workers, to their own volition, forget about what they're doing, sometimes I choke on water.
So, like, when you do an interview with your workers inside your body, you say, how do you feel about working alone? Can you work by yourself?
Yeah.
Do you prefer to work in a team setting?
Yeah, and they're like,
no, I don't mind working by myself. And you're like, are you sure? And they say, no, it's fine. And then they can't.
And then they can't.
I get it.
And then I try to go on a nice long weekend with my wife, and my throat forgets how to drink water. And I got to go back. I got to say, throat.
Throat.
You told me you could do this.
You're going to kill me. You got to tell
me. You
got to
tell me. You said that you could swallow water, and then you forgot how to swallow water.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. Over the teeth and through the gums. And watch out, Tommy. Here it comes.
Nikki and Twitch, what am I saying? I'm not the one that has two different parts of my body controlling my water drinking.
No, I have many. My body is like a bunch.
The whole process?
Well, I picture my body a lot like the Fraggles in Fraggle Rock. Because I picture there's a lot of things going on, but I'm not, like, there's a lot of...
Josh's body is the setting for Fraggle Rock.
Like, that's how I picture it, and I always have. Like, you know how sometimes... Okay, here, I'll give you another example.
Which part of you is the dozers?
The dozers are driving around.
Yeah, which part is that?
Okay, you know how sometimes you get a boner and you didn't mean to get a boner? I didn't tell my boner to be a boner. So somebody made that decision... I'm not thrilled with that department. I need to have some kind of conference call.
I didn't tell my boner to be like a boner.
So, you ever have like a muscle spasm? I didn't tell my muscles to do that.
Oh my God.
I'm up here trying to run this thing, man. I'm doing the best I can, but I'm only one man. I gotta rely on the people inside of this body.
What the heck?
Working. You know?
Where did that come from? I didn't request your services.
Excuse me, boner. I did not request a boner.
Excuse me, private. Get back down in there. I didn't tell you to raise attention.
Thank you.
If you're a boner, you gotta tell me.
You gotta tell me. Thank you.
No, if you have a boner, you probably don't have to tell me. I don't mind. This might be one of those times I don't mind.
Yeah.
If you don't tell me.
So that's all I'm saying is my body's got a lot of employees and there's a lot going on. And sometimes... the throat employees forget how to drink water, and then I'm up there coughing. And people think I got the vid.
Is that so? Whose fault is that then? When you start coughing, is that a Fraggle thing or
throat
is that
fraggles.
A dozer? Those are the throat Fraggles.
Yeah.
I get you. I mean, if there's one,
I'm in charge of two little people.
There's kids that rely on you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
You're going to tell them, make sure you be careful.
My body is a wonderland, DJ. You're damn right.
His body is a wonderland.
If that might mean
a terrifying mix of awkward dry rides
that creak and
move around all weird that are run by carnies, then Josh's body is like a wonderland.
Yeah.
I mean, just like a pile of throw up after there's a whole too bunch many of, sweets.
There's a bunch of Fraggles. There's boner Fraggles, throat Fraggles.
Boner Fraggles.
You ever get a ringing in your ear? Then you got your ear Fraggles. Muscles hurt. Muscle Fraggles.
Boner Fraggles.
They're all doing different things, and I'm doing the best to keep them in line.
That's the new reboot. It's coming soon. Boner Fraggles.
Boner Fraggles. And if my body is a wonderland, it's Cody's right. It's more like an abandoned theme park.
Right?
Where you can go in, but...
the moose off front of the torch.
Woo! Rose is texting me. She goes, Josh goes to the doctor and says, Doc, I think something's wrong with my Fraggles.
My Fraggles are all out of chi, Doc.
Okay, Josh, now what Fraggles hurt? My knee Fraggles hurt, Doc.
Doc, will you check out my knee Fraggles here? I feel like there's an off mix of dozers and knee Fraggles in there. What do you think?
It all makes sense to me.
They bring in a needle. They were going to sedate you for a little while, sir.
Wow.
Is that guy here again? The Fraggle guy? Yep. Yeah. Why, you want to come in for this one?
Cody, isn't it like sometimes seem like I was raised in the woods and like nobody let me out into civilization for a while?
And you turned like 30 and just popped out and went, I know things.
Yeah, I turned 30 and they go, here, give that guy a radio show.
You're like real life Elf.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm from Melmac, man. Yep.
That's it.
And then I'm here and I'm like, hey, Doc, my wrist fraggle's been bothering me all afternoon.
Oh, man, I've been having some real fraggle problems in my gut. You want to help me with that? I'm just staring at you, writing on the chart. Okay.
This psychopath wood woodman.
Hey, Doc, let me ask you something. When you get a boner, you don't want to have a boner? Is that your fraggles, too, or what?
Doc, you got fraggle boner?
Doc, what is your experience in the field and your experience in your field with boner fraggles?
Yeah.
Is that an everybody thing?
Doc, should I see a fraggle specialist, or can you handle this, or?
What, are you trying to spell boner fraggles on your chart there, Doc?
Are you a general fraggle practitioner, or should I talk to maybe somebody else?
Are scrotum fraggles the same?
They're all the same down there. Genital fraggles.
Now, Josh, are there brain fraggles in the room with us now? Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'm covered in fraggles.
Well, yeah, not like, well, like outside.
No.
Doc, if your fraggles are running around outside your body, man.
People tuning in have no idea what's going on.
No.
Okay, so this is a gentleman. Well, I got a few different things, right? So there's a guy up in Canada, Parliament, we're over a year into this thing. He was in his office getting ready for the meeting. He had just finished jogging, and he gets naked to change into his meeting clothes while the Zoom meeting is connecting.
Oh, no.
So there on everyone's screen is just his wiener fraggles. They're out.
Oh, his wiener fraggles are right there. Just is it right there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that sucks. What? How does that work?
What?
Like, what's the protocol for that?
They were really kind of mean to him, and I feel for the guy. Like,
because if it's an accident, you know what I mean. Like, if we were on a Zoom call here, and I accidentally like showed my wiener on accident,
yeah.
Like, how does that work? Do you get fired?
Probably, yeah.
Really? You think you would get fired for
that? Yeah, because how can you, what would be an accident that you would show your wiener?
I didn't know I was still on Zoom. I thought I disconnected. In this world of new technology, I don't understand.
Right to jail. Right to jail.
No, yeah, I get it.
Wiener on Zoom, right to jail.
I get it.
Jail, right away. No, you would definitely be fired for that. I don't think you could convince.
What if I send everyone on the Zoom call $5 and they rate it?
They rate your wiener?
Yeah, isn't that a thing?
Not anymore.
Oh.
No, I don't. I definitely don't think there's an accident. I don't think there's a situation where you would not be fired for that.
All right.
Because why are you naked in the room anyways? Because you're at your home?
It's my house. I get naked anywhere I want in my house. This is my house. The second I get home.
I think that you should probably, for safety reasons,
leave
a 15-minute buffer before and after every Zoom meeting that you would have.
It makes sense. That makes sense.
Like, don't be naked right up to the Zoom meeting, and when the Zoom meeting's over, don't come immediately disrobe.
Yeah, that's the thing with all these people. That what about like all these meetings that get you so boned up that the millisecond someone says, "All right, have a good day," you're like, "And erection."
It was that reporter guy that started cranking off on a Zoom meeting.
That's what I mean. Like, the second people are done with something, they're like, all right,
I got to do this.
Time to J.O. Like, give it a minute.
That's what I'm saying.
Seduce yourself a little.
If we're going to keep doing all these Zoom things, everybody's got to put 15 minutes beforehand and after.
Yeah.
Give yourself a buffer.
Yeah.
In this guy's case, don't come right off jogging. Get ready to change into your clothes.
Like, yeah, and
a millisecond before the meeting starts.
Or, like, now that everyone knows this is a thing, you're going to have to maybe go to a different room. If you really got to take your wiener out right in front of the computer, go to a different room.
Yeah. Yeah, like, literally, don't change where the computer camera is.
Yeah. Anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
In the whole house. But right there. But, hey. Sometimes that's people's things.
Ben Riley, give it a J.O. buffer. 10-4. Yeah, 10 J.O. buffer. I want 15 before and 15 after.
J.O. buffer. 10-4, good buddy.
I copy that, good buddy. We are live. This is the show on a Friday.
Wait for the Fraggles to at least punch out for work before you start messing with all of their...
Cousin Jay and I both have no Fraggles employed on the top of our heads. Our hair Fraggles quit years ago.
Yeah, your hair Fraggles. You were trying to...
Our hair Fraggles gave up a long time ago.
You guys worked out a contract that did not work out for the Fraggles. They said, Fraggle this.
Text line, that's right. The Zoom should introduce the 15-minute nut buffer.
Where it's, Zoom meeting has ended, and now it's a countdown clock.
Please make sure you're disconnected.
10 minutes.
You may nut in 10 minutes.
10 minutes until masturbation. Please keep pants on.
Doing our third week of Quest for the Biggest with Burdick BMW.
Oh.
This week we did the Quest for the Biggest Steak.
Oh, man.
You can go watch that right now on our Facebook page. Congratulations to Aquavino in Utica.
I'm going back out there.
For having a 41.5-ounce steak.
I'm going back out there.
Uncooked, it was over 60 ounces. Very, very big steak. Next week, I think we've decided to do chicken parm. Biggest chicken parm in Central New York. We have some great recommendations already coming in.
Yeah.
People saying where they're going to send us.
And the other one that keeps saying the Altmar Hotel place, I saw on their thing that they had like chicken parm Tuesday. Is it just a special day or is it only Tuesdays?
Yeah, do they only do that on Tuesdays?
Because, I mean, if we have to.
We'll go because that's clearly a contender.
But, you know what I mean? I'd rather, because that would suck to go up there and they're like, ooh,
we only do
we're
going to
make the special one on Tuesday.
Yeah, let us know what day that is. And if you're going to submit where we're going to go, text line 315-364-109.
Got to be more.
Oh, there are. I mean, I've seen some Italian joints that got big chicken parms. All
right, because I can't find any. Usually I'm better prepared and I usually write everything down and I haven't done any of that this time. I feel like a freaking idiot.
So we got to know, we got to go to at least a few places. What we normally do is you tell us where to go check out.
Mm-hmm.
We do a little kind of behind the scenes research.
Yep.
We don't tell them when we're coming. We don't let them kind of mess with the competition. It's got to be an item that's on their menu at all times for everybody. So let us know.
Because I'm trying to, that Luigi's come up a couple times. I can't find, they don't have updated whatnots.
Write down what Space Babe just said. Write those down so we can save those. Because I'll look at all of those.
Out in Rome. How about here?
Gucci is selling a tent.
What?
For $3,500 and a matching sleeping bag for $1,200.
Italian
luxury fashion is...
say that again.
$3,500 tent.
Okay, that's... Yep, I did hear that correctly.
$1,200 sleeping bag to match it. Yep.
That's unbelievable.
The North Face and Gucci have teamed up for this stupid thing.
Do you have any of that stuff?
What, North Face?
I don't have any. I don't have a North Face jacket. No, I don't have any... I wish I had Gucci.
I'm an L.L. Bean man.
Yeah, oh yeah, you are.
I like the L.L. Bean.
You like to flick the bean.
Ooh, Tassone's and Beeville does have a big one.
Do they?
They do got a big one.
All right, I'll write that down.
All right, Cody's writing all those down.
Write it down. All right.
The nylon tent is part of the North Face Gucci collection, a collaboration connecting the two brands with similar history and values, celebrating the spirit of exploration. I think if you show up to a campsite with a Gucci sleeping bag, you're getting your ass kicked.
Possibly. That's it. That's all you roll up in. You're like, all right,
here's my Gucci sleeping bag.
You got a Gucci sleeping bag. I couldn't afford anything else.
Yeah, so this was $1,200. So.
I don't have any pillows. I don't have any equipment. I don't have really anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a Gucci sleeping bag.
Other side of this, it's a Beer Friday. We're going to get Joel and Carissa on Zoom with us. Zoom. Sorry. I keep saying Zoom.
Yeah.
They are, but the audience can go to Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be on Twitch with us.
Yes.
Welcome to a Beer Friday. Joining us on Twitch and on the air, Joel and Carissa, Branching Out Bottle Shop. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
And I see a couple of cute little kittens that you're holding there. When did we get kittens?
Last week, and they're a lot younger than we thought. So we're still bottle feeding and litter training.
Wow.
Everybody always asks us about where Barley's hops are. Well, we got them now. This is Simcoe.
Aw.
And that's Strada. So now Barley's got his hops.
Well, I'm looking at Barley. He's on the couch behind you guys. He does not seem too thrilled with the idea of kittens in the house.
Yeah, look at him. Oh, look at that face.
He's so pouting.
Oh, he's mean so mugging.
Pouting. He is. He's pouting. How long have you had the how long have you had the kittens for?
A week.
Oh boy, Barley, we still love you, good boy. Barley, oh, good boy. Boy. That's a good boy.
Thank you.
All right, so we're drinking some beers. Joel and Carissa are here, branching out Bottle Shop. Township 5 in Camillus over there. You know where Movie Tavern is and all those locations. You know how to find them.
Yep.
What are we going to start with, guys?
Let's. So I did a little solo beer run last Sunday to the Poughkeepsie-Newburgh area. Let's start with the Rye Brown Ale from Newburgh.
Ooh. Rye Brown.
That, nope.
No.
That one.
That one. Oh, a little tiny can. Little 12. And, you know, you get so used to seeing these giant cans for craft beers that when something comes in a 12-ounce can, you're like, it's a baby can. This can's for babies.
Isn't that funny? That's how we think now. Like, look at this little can.
This is a baby can.
Nope, normal cans.
Tell me a little bit about this beer, Joel.
So I just cracked it open. I think you're going to like this a lot. It's got a real strong rye, whiskey, boozy nose to it.
Yeah, it does.
And it's really smooth. Whoa. It's only 5%. So, you know.
So this you went down to Poughkeepsie. Are all these beers from downstate today?
Not all of them. Just a couple of them. The first two we'll do are from that beer run.
That's a Josh
beer.
Beer
run by himself because of these kittens.
That's a Josh beer. Right
wow.
There.
You are right. You are right. That has the boozy.
Yep.
It's not like a boozy burn, but it tastes like a rye whiskey would taste.
It has a little whiskey in it.
Yeah. I like that a lot. Who's that? Who's that from?
That's from Newburgh in Newburgh.
Newburgh. You're a tough one to crack too, so I'm glad we got one you like.
So these
that
are
that is true. That is true.
These are available Branching Out Bottle Shop. The K-Rock 4-pack, what is going to be the price on all this week?
15.
15 bucks out the door? Nice.
15 out the door.
So what is the next one, guys?
Yeah, let's do the Wit beer. So it's from Drowned Lands, the one that has a really soft can.
Oh, this is cool. This right here, this is the Wit.
And a really cool place, too. It's in Warwick, which is a few hours away. Uh-oh.
What happened?
Joel can't get the beer open. Joel can't open his beer.
Oh, put the kitty down for a second.
I'm going to lose my fingernail if I keep doing that.
Listen, we were just talking
really cool
about
spot. They make exceptional beer. I haven't tried this guy yet. I don't think. Did we try this one?
No, we did not.
So tell people what a Wit is. We see it. We hear about it a lot. What is it?
Yeah, so I used to say if you like wits, you like wits, whites, wheats, and wisins, mm-hmm. which is like a mouthful. But think like Blue Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so along the lines, just a really nice, unfiltered, easy drinking, not hoppy. You're going to get coriander or clove notes.
Yeah, I was going to say I can smell the clove coming off this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Interesting isn't bad or good,
mm-mm,
Cody?
Mm-mm, mm-mm. No, it's good. Mm. It's just, it smells interesting. It's got a neat smell to it.
I mean, it's not different for a wit beer, but it's different than the other things that we've brought in.
Yeah. I get like a little note of banana ester in there. Like it's.
What's that?
It's pretty typical, I think, for a wit style. Nice.
But it's super yummy.
Banana ester is is performing up at the Woo Saw later tonight.
I can't wait. I love banana ester. Yeah. She's a great dancer.
She does some tricks.
She's a great dancer. I will tell you this. I like both of those. And what I like about those is like I do like the cloviness to it, to those wit beers.
Yeah. Yep. No, yep. I do too. I like the clove.
All right. Branching Out Bottle Shop. We got two more. Beer Thank Friday you. Here on the show on
K-Rock.
All
right, Cody, let's do that bombshell.
Oh, do that now?
Do it.
No, wait. What?
What's happening?
Sure.
Yeah, are we doing bombshell?
Let's do bombshell.
All right.
There you go. Cracker open, bro.
We're dropping bombshells.
So
this is a good
good this cider. Is a cider, right? But it's I don't know how to say that word. I always see it, but
acai
I don't know.
Berry?
Is it acai?
Acai.
Yeah.
Acai.
Acai.
So it's
acai.
Green tea acai berry.
Acai, please.
Hard cider. Tell me about this one.
Look at the color on dirty glass.
Oh, that's probably loud. That's probably loud.
Sorry.
Oh, wow.
It's on counters, though.
Look at that.
Whoa.
Did I?
Oh, no.
Bombshell ciders are some of the best cider you can get, man.
Dude, this is going to get me in trouble.
Like sweeter stuff.
I can tell you why this is going to get me in trouble, because it smells like that Panera green cider that I drink by the gallon.
Wow. Yo.
Yeah. I mean, that green tea they have.
I regularly
this
go.
This is 7% too,
woo!
So definitely trouble juice.
There's not, this may be the only current cider brand that I go and get the new one every time I see that the new one is
drink
out.
Drink it. Dude, drink it. That's awesome. That is awesome.
That's not 7%.
That tastes, yeah. Hold on. Here's how I describe it. That tastes like melted gummy bears. Like, if you had taken a bunch of gummy bears and pop them in your mouth and eat them all at once, that's what that tastes like.
How is this 7%?
It does.
Yep.
It's time to get hammered. It smells like that, too.
So we carry all the Bombshell series. They change them up every couple months. We have their blueberry, their winterberry, which is gone.
The winterberry.
But this is the new one I think people will be excited about.
The winterberry one.
Can I come over and buy, like, 20 of those? Because that's really...
I got a ton.
No,
I got a ton of it right now.
No joke. This isn't me just, you know, because you guys are on. Branching Out is usually the only place that has a steady supply of the
bombshells.
Like, some places will
have... Because they love them.
They'll have a couple, and they'll be like, we sold out 2 days ago, a day after we got it. And it's like, well, get more. But you go on your guys' stuff, and you always see they've just got case after case.
Dude.
Oh, it's perfect. That is good, man.
I really am going to come buy 10 of those, because that was really, really good.
And it's not that sweet.
No, it's not like super sweet.
No, definitely not for them.
But it's sweet enough where you could toss a little topper in there if you wanted to make it 7% into a
12 or 15%.
Real bombshell.
Dude, that's what I'm thinking about. Like, if I just had a little glass of vodka and then chasing it with that.
This is your mixer?
That's your mixer, buddy.
What if you poured a bag of gummy bears into a punch bowl and then poured this and your vodka into that punch bowl?
Oh, my God.
Joel.
And then just went bobbing for gummy bears.
This is supported by three brothers.
That's
an unsanctioned event.
Unsanctioned, yeah. I mean, they do not endorse any kind of binge drinking, obviously, but something I will be doing in my own spare time. All right, we got one more. Branching Out Bottle Shop, Township 5 in Camillus. What is it? It's $15 for the whole 4-pack, right?
Got it.
What's number 4?
Oh, so say we got one more. I didn't even know. I forgot. What's this?
Tropically Delicious? Tell me about this one.
So this is from Hamburg Brewing. They're another self-distributed brewery that comes to us. It's their latest in their sour series, and it's got all those fun tropical fruits in it.
Pineapple, passion fruit, mango. Is there another one?
You can read the can and stuff.
I am looking at the pictures.
He's just trying to identify fruit in the picture.
Let's see. I see a passion fruit.
Right,
fruit. I see a frickleberry.
Whoa.
I think that's a lima bean.
Here's another 7%er.
Oh, my. You're going to get me in trouble.
I like how these smell so weird. Sour smell so weird. It's like that. When Minty made us smell
sour. Though.
I'm so glad I got to see your face for that.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa!
Holy balls!
So this is I'm not holding back sour. This is not a gateway sour.
You're
getting the side of the cheeks drooling.
Oh my God! That's like a warhead
in a
can.
Yeah.
Like a little.
Holy smokes! That one was good.
I'm gonna pause that out again.
Boom! Do it again, Cody. Hit it again. baby.
It does. I don't know if anybody's ever done this. But remember back in the day when you were stupid and you would drink the straight lemon juice from the bottle in your mom's fridge as a joke?
Yes!
I do not remember that.
That's that. But with booze, it makes you do this.
We've got a beer in the shop. Actually picked some up on the beer run called Pickle. Mm-hmm. So if you've ever drank the pickle juice out of the jar.
I do that.
It's that, but it's a sour beer.
I do that. To where
it is fantastic.
Where, like, my mom, when they finish a jar of pickles.
I was going to say, it'll cure what ails you, too.
Yeah, she'll do that. Be like, all right, your empty pickle jar with the juices in the fridge.
Well, you can buy all the pickle juice, too.
Because you can drink it.
All right, Cody, you got the cans. Read them off to me.
Oh, man.
Do it. No, you got to do words.
The acai, or the green tea acai berry, the apple bombshell, that was the cider one.
My favorite out of all four of them, and I loved all four of them.
We just did the Tropically Delicious.
Which is still on my lips. I can still taste it on my lips.
Is Hamburg the where it's from? Is that from the same place as the other one? Oh, that's Newburgh. Newburgh was the rye brown ale. I thought that was going to be Josh's favorite with the whiskey.
It is. If I'm going for like a, if I want like a beer, like a big beer, that's my favorite. But if I want to just get blacked out by 10 o'clock, I'm going with that bombshell. I'm getting bombshelled.
See, yeah, the rye whiskey one was good. I liked the Drowned Lands better one. Or better, though. The Gather House. I liked
the
this.
Wit. The Wit.
Yeah, the Wit. I liked how it smelled.
Yeah. Another great combination, guys. You always come correct with these.
Always. Always.
The Branching Out Bottle Shop, Township 5 in Camillus, right there by the movie tavern. $15 out the door for this week's K-Rock 4-Pack. What are our hours, Carissa?
We are 11 to 7 today, tomorrow, and noon to 5 on Sunday. Then we are closed on Mondays.
And go give Barley some love, because now he's got competition.
Yeah, look at him pouting.
Go see him at the shop. And
he's so sad.
He's so sad because he's got other cuties in the house now.
Jojo, boy.
Like I do say, because my wife got to experience this with you guys, that she equates them to, like, little beer gnomes, because...
I love this.
If you go in and you're like, I like this thing, they scamper around and put together, like, a 4-pack, 6-pack, whatever you want.
They'll do it for you?
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, we love it.
I didn't do anything. It's fun. And, like, they're yelling at each other. They're like, get him this! No, get him this! Did you get this one? Try this one! And they're, like, running around like beer gnomes.
So you're saying that for people that are maybe a
have trouble making decisions, yes.
Yes, we can be your coin.
Yes.
I'll even pick your meat out for you.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of picking out meat, I'll tell you what.
Hey-oh.
All right, guys. Joel and Carissa, Branching Out Bottle Shop. Talk to you guys next time.
Cheers.
We'll come back. Get ready.
They're
booze fraggles. I feel my booze fraggles. We're having fun, baby.
We're having fun.
I told you that was my surprise for you. You didn't do it all week, and I set that up for you.
I don't know where my drool went.
All right, Twitch fam, we're going to roll near 90s and 9, courtesy of Cornell's Greenhouse in Oneida. 420 coming up next week. They're going to join us on the air. Were you saying that CM Punk might come back and do something, or he's just kind of...
I've said it for a while, but it seems like he's trying to make himself a little more... Like, hey, don't forget about me during all this crazy, awesome wrestling stuff going on. Because, yes, I think that somebody, more than likely Vince, will pay him because he's got that Legends deal, whatever the hell he's got going on with WWE. Vince will pay him. I think he's waiting until fans can be all the way back. I really thought that they would have to pull it out and use it for this WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
But... they will figure out an angle to have at least one more CM Punk thing in WWE. I don't know what, I don't know where, when, who, I really don't know. But Bret Hart came back.
Yeah.
So CM Punk will eventually come back. Mm-hmm. And if he comes back for AEW, like now it's going around that they're going to have All Out from Chicago, AEW, in the fall. And it'll be Punk and Samoa Joe for one last time, because they fought in Ring of Honor in some of the craziest matches ever. I'll pay for that, too. Right. I don't care. I'm not, you know, my allegiance does not fall with just WWE because, you know, they've been around forever.
Right.
Hell no. I'm a wrestling fan.
So before we get out of here, your leftovers, Cody, the Washington football team has its name up to the fans now. And we all know how that goes.
They're going
to
be the best team in the league next
year. Are they really?
Watch. Watch those jerks.
There's a bunch of them.
What's like from them or from fans?
So
suggesting things, or did they give a list?
They're polling fans on a new name.
Okay, no, you got to give us a suggest. You can't. Washington McWashington face is going to pop
like,
up.
Yeah, there's the funny ones that come out, but the ones that they have are seriously looking at.
Yeah,
I mean, I have like 28 of them here, 30 of them.
Yeah,
the Washington Guardians.
No.
The Washington Monarchs.
No, that's already a thing.
Washington Renegades, Commanders.
Don't hate it, but not...
The Washington not really. Razorbacks.
Oh, no, that's a team, too. Do they have Wild Boar?
Washington Archers.
No, go with... Because, and I know everyone's going to be like, oh, you're just catering to cancel culture. Blah. Just go with that, the Tuskegee Airmen.
Mm-hmm.
Be the Red Hawks or whatever the hell that they're called. You know what I mean? Be on the right side of things for once, Daniel Snyder. But it's not going to happen.
I like this one. The Washington Demon Cats?
Don't hate that. I like it. Well, I don't know what a demon cat is.
I don't either, but I want it.
But I'd like to watch Cowboys versus Demon Cats.
I'd wear a Demon Cats hat.
And get row, Demon
Washington
Cats.
Majors, Washington no. Icons. They just there's 100
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, no, it'll be something like Washington Generals or, you know what I mean? Like, even though that's a name, they'll just steal from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
There's a lot. There's Washington Rising.
Oh. Washington Rising?
That's a weird one.
I don't really hate Washington Rising.
Speaking of something rising, I'll tell you what, this next guy. This next guy is popping right up. He's going to show you. Griffin is up next. Have a great weekend. Excellent to each other.